right, y'all, what we learned this week?
That Hooch is a racist.
Hooch is a racist. Well, I don't know if he's a racist.
Oh, he is.
He's black.
He's a racist.
Yeah. He pro black
against who?
White people.
Just white people or anybody not black.
See, everybody other than black.
I think Hooch is roots to everybody black. And I don't think that's necessarily racist. It's race based.
It's racist. You could be a positive racist, right? Like towards your own race.
No. I don't have issues with other races. I'm just for my race.
He's rooting for everybody black, and I'm not mad at him for
that's
that.
That's racist.
No, because I'm not against the other races.
No, but you root for shit because it's only a race. That's
the only
racist.
Reason he's rooting against the other racism. People is because he has to root for the black people.
Yeah. Right, but that's racism.
It's not, though.
Yes, because not all black people are worthy of being rooted for, my nigga.
But that's not what the question is, though. What we're saying is, or what I'm saying.
And they are, because maybe everybody make mistakes.
If you rooting for black people just because they're black.
Right.
That is racist.
Okay.
So if you turn on the TV and you don't know no one on, who you going to go for?
Listen. See, this is where you're going to lose because I'm not saying that I'm not racist.
No, but I'm asking.
I'm racist, yes.
Yeah, but I'm asking.
So again, I'm rooted for the Eagles because of a black quarterback, strictly on race. I didn't like it when they had Ron Jaworski. So, yeah, in that instance, I'm fucking racist. So if I fucking take a girl to an abortion clinic, I'm a killer. I understand that. You're not going to get me compromised. I'm just wanting everybody else to just call it what it is. If we could all operate off the same definitions.
So because I say I want black people to do better than white people, that means that I'm racist?
Yes.
I don't think so. Wow. I think he's just rooting for everybody black. Wow. I don't consider him to be a racist. He's not putting a race down because of their race.
You have to put a race down to be racist?
I think that you have to be doing something negative to another race to be racist.
I think, much like you tried to front and say that I was a fucking Falcon fan because I was rooting for them. If you are rooting for one race over another, that makes you
racist.
But
I'm not rooting for them over another. I'm rooting for them to just be period.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know what I mean? Do you think white people were created in labs or in mountains?
Caucasus Mountains. White devils.
In the Caucasus Mountains. In the Caucasus Mountains. I think they came from us somehow.
Okay.
I think everybody came from us somehow. I don't see
how a person who thinks like that could be right. Now, a person who says that white people are mutation from the mountains and they're like, come on, man. Like, that you might be racist then.
Oh, wait, hold on. I had an uncle. That nigga never been to a Nation of Islam fucking meeting it. But when my fucking cousin told him he was bringing a white girl home, that nigga lost his shit. He was Baptist.
That's racist.
He didn't know nothing about no Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah.
But he was fucking, don't you bring that white girl up here.
I think Hooch would date a white girl.
He would fuck a white girl.
Okay.
You can't do that because when I was fucking black girls, that didn't count.
What do you mean?
But I've dated white girls.
Get the
girl.
Fuck out of here, y'all.
Well, most of your black girls were really mixed, OJ.
You don't know shit.
Somebody here witness.
Your 70, skin tone came 75, to pass
Hey, look, 75% of your wives have been white.
they all passed the paper bag challenge.
75% of your wives have been white. Because your wife now is not fully black.
What else did we learn?
Next fucking time.
I learned that white people will choke the fuck out of a fucking wildlife.
White folks will fight until the last drop of blood is in their body.
So the opposite of Yurambe was so like you know Yurambe won, right?
Who's that?
That was the gorilla. Fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chimpanzee gorilla.
Yeah. You can't fuck with a chimp.
I think them are the craziest things ever.
That orangutan that ripped that lady face off. Every time I see that shit, Oprah, you fucking wrong for bringing this lady on the TV like
her
this.
Her face melted. Looking.
Melted and shit. You didn't have a fucking wild animal just peel it. You want to hear her story?
Yeah. White people still will get another animal to live with them.
Yeah. They will. Yeah.
I know a dude who fucking got a ferret.
That's white shit though.
Ferret.
Yeah. A ferret. Is that like a little rat?
Like
a long rat.
Yep.
Yeah. Like a.
They're illegal in California. You can't have them, bitches. I don't know why.
It's the Dotson of rats.
Why you would want that? But
you can have those here. Ferrets.
You can have them here.
Illegal or legal?
They're illegal.
Ain't that the things that they had on the Beastmaster? Didn't they have ferrets?
Yeah.
Climb over the wall.
Yeah. So yeah, but I learned them. You know, white people maybe tougher.
Those country ones. There's definitely a difference. But honestly,
I think you got some black people that way.
Country black people are the same way.
Yeah.
Like
corn
fed
niggas.
Yeah, they don't give a damn.
You seen Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson, I would not fight Bo Jackson now.
Herschel Walker said he never lifted a weight in his life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And was fucking just, he said that was just farm strong.
He did 1,000 push-ups a day, too.
But he was fucking ridiculously big.
Yeah.
And he ran niggas over until he got to the NFL.
And he was faster than everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
He said he never lifted a weight in his life.
Yeah. I think but if you live on a farm, city niggas and country niggas.
Well, yeah, country niggas, you have to work. A farm? Mm-hmm. That's hard work.
By niggas, I mean everybody.
So
country
it just be the people,
people
in the Midwest is what you're saying.
But country living, I think, is by nature tougher.
If you've ever baled hay.
You were just talking about you going to fucking die walking in the dead style because you didn't have no electricity.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked
but
up.
But it seemed like either...
A country nigga don't give
like
a fuck about
that. Like you said, the city... But if you look at like athletes, right? Either they came from the city, they from the inner city,
right.
Or they from the country.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like you said, that, I mean, I don't know why. It just seemed that way.
What else is there?
I don't know.
You got...
He got me on that one.
I mean, you got... So, okay, so you got... fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't consider...
Your mind on drugs.
Yeah, right? So when you say inner city, okay, I'm going to say Oakland, L.A.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Big
There's
city.
Other cities. Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah.
But Frisco. Gwinnett isn't the inner city. You
right.
know?
Suburbs.
So, yeah, yeah.
But it's not country but either.
So,
right, I hear you.
Yeah, so when I say, you. Like, when you look at, like, it's either those ones, usually those
Project
top
Hood
athletes.
Struggle
yeah,
shit,
yeah,
or it's
or
country struggle
country
shit.
Country struggle shit, yeah, yeah. But they struggle somehow.
Suburban kids usually don't go to the NBA.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No.
Usually. Suburban kids usually don't
unless
go to
the
NBA.
Unless their dad was the one, and, you know.
Right,
they
that's
usually,
why they're
usually,
the suburbs.
But, yeah, usually yeah. They pretty much
they usually call them gym rats.
Yeah, it's just struggle. Yeah. It's the struggle breeds.
He's a gym rat.
The struggle breeds
Kyle Korver's.
Right.
Who is on an NBA team, though?
I learned that, you know, you need to have a bare minimum for how you allow your kids to dress in school.
You got to give them the bare minimum. You can't let them get so picked on that they don't even got a chance to, like, they don't even want to be at school.
That could be, like, that slave that was really tough after that nigga got whipped few times, like he got 20 lashes.
Like
that,
Denzel and Glory?
No, like Kunta Kinte. Kunta Kinte was a hard-ass nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the more he got whipped, I think more his resolve built until they took half of that foot.
His family lasted, though.
He did saying.
Kizzy was alive because he was...
They rich as fuck.
Or if your standard is so low on dressing, you shouldn't be the one giving advice on dress.
What if your standards are so low on dating... You shouldn't be giving fucking advice on dating.
It, that could be true, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that
all
right.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything like you can do, I can do
right.
better.
Especially when it comes to him.
Look, I learned if you're going to fight, don't do it at Disneyland.
No, honestly, I would fight him at Disneyland. If they were like, hey, okay, right now is your only time. Like, fuck it. You can fight this nigga
Make
right
sure
now.
Make sure you don't wear that shirt
like,
all fight. The buttons.
Let's fight, nigga. If he was like, here, I'll fight you right now. But we at Disneyland, my nigga. This is the only chance you get, J-Mac.
Right.
Bye-ya. Nigga, let's go. Yeah.
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.